Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to talk about promotion, how the Father wants to promote His people. Please turn with me to Psalm 75. Psalm 75, starting verse 5. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but the Father is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. Promotion only comes from the Father. Hallelujah. Please turn with me to Revelation chapter 12, starting in verse 1. Revelation chapter 12, starting in verse 1. So you may feel like you're going through a wilderness experience. Nobody can help you. All this pressure's on you. Well, the next step after the wilderness, if the Father has His way with you in the wilderness, is promotion. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 1, and it appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. This speaks to seasons. This could be the season for your promotion. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. This ministry, this purpose, needs to come out of you. Enemy doesn't want it to happen. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And a child was caught up unto the Father and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of the Father. So the Father wants you alone in the wilderness so he can do a work in you and get you ready for the promotion. We need to turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua. And we could be ripe for a promotion. I read verse 6 again. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of the Father that they should feed her there for 1,260 days. And the dragon, Satan, was really angry with the woman. In verse 14, and to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, times, and a half a time from the place of the serpent. Her place in the wilderness. There's a place for you in the wilderness. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as of a flood after the woman, that it might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. There are people that the Father has set up to help us in our promotion, in our destiny, in our ministry. Please turn me to Daniel chapter 1. Here's what Daniel and the 3 Hebrew children, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were dedicated to the Father. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But Daniel and the 3 Hebrew children, they didn't want to drink the king's wine or eat his meat. They wanted a special diet. And as a result, in verse 17, and as for these 4 children, the Father gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And boy, it came in necessary, because in the next chapter is recorded that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And nobody could interpret the dream and even give the interpretation, couldn't mention the dream, describe the dream, or the interpretation. But in verse 17, Daniel went to his house and made the king known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the Father of heaven concerning the secret that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. And Daniel blessed the Father. Hallelujah. The Father came through for Daniel and the Hebrew children, and he can come through for you. And when Daniel gave the dream and the interpretation, verse 46, then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, your Father is the Almighty, the Father of the universe. In verse 8, then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler of the whole province of Babylon, chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. They all got promoted. Hallelujah. Because they didn't compromise and eat the king's meat or drink his wine. They had a special diet from the Father. In Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar set up a statue of himself. Everybody was supposed to bow down to it, but not the 3 Hebrew children. And they came before Nebuchadnezzar. And he said, we're going to destroy you in the fiery furnace. But in verse 16, they answered and said it to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We don't have to think about it. If it be so, our father whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And Nebuchadnezzar was really angry and commanded the furnace to be heated seven times more. The men that put him in there were burnt. Hallelujah. But in verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, did not we put three men into the midst of the fire? I said, a truth, king, true. But I see four in there. See, the father was in there with them, and he had no hurt upon them. And the father is with you. Whatever you're going through, he's with you. He wants to bring you to the top. He wants to promote you. Hallelujah. In verse 29, he made a decree that nobody could speak anything amiss against the father. In verse 30, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Look at a promotion. Look at a promotion. Because they went through a wilderness experience. It was just them and the father. And Daniel chapter 5, Belshazzar saw some handwriting on a wall. And Daniel came to interpret it. In verse 25, Daniel chapter 5. And writing was Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. In verse 26, this is the interpretation of the king, of the thing. Mene, Daniel said, the father has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Verse 27, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. 28, Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Verse 29, then commanded Belshazzar, and he clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold upon his neck, about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Look how he got promoted, because he spoke the truth. He didn't compromise. Don't compromise what the Father wants you to do. Don't compromise, and he'll promote you. Hallelujah. But Daniel had some enemies. Daniel prayed to his father, even though there's a decree time for 30 days that nobody could pray to anybody but Nebuchadnezzar. And of course, you know, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And the king really loved Daniel. Verse 20 of Daniel chapter 6. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of your father, whom you serve continually, is he able to deliver you from the lions? And Daniel said, O king, live forever. My father sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. They have not hurt me, for as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before you, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded they should take up Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his father. Hallelujah. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them and the children and the wives. And the lions had the mastery of them and broke all the bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom. Hallelujah. Daniel, verse 28, prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian, because he refused to compromise. He worshiped his father. Just worship your father today. Keep your eyes upon him. You may go through a wilderness experience, but he's trying to bring you closer to him and get some impurities out of your life so you can be ready for the promotion. Hallelujah. It's such an anointing in this season for promotion. No man can do it to you. Only he can promote you. Get your eyes upon him. Stop trying to work it out your own ways. Stop trying to promote yourself. Stop trying to get ahead. Allow the Father to promote you. Look what he did with David. He raised David up out of nowhere. Hallelujah. Look at Abraham. He brought Abraham out of nowhere. He could do the same thing for you. Look at Jonathan. He raised him up out of nowhere. He wants to do that with you, but you have to allow him to do so. Again, you have to turn your flesh over to him. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conforming into the image of Yeshua, and you could be ripe for a promotion. And again, don't be concerned if you go through a wilderness. The wilderness is just you and him, and that's what he wants. Hallelujah. Just allow him to have his way with your life. Don't fight him. If he says there's something in your life that he wants to get rid of, let him get rid of it. Don't argue with him. You're going to lose anyway. You can bind the devil, rebuke the devil, but you can't bind or rebuke the Father. He's gonna stay in that affair of your life until he's finished, until he gets his way. Hallelujah. So just allow him to do so today, and don't try to figure out why you're having those problems, because it could be the Father's bragging on you and the enemy's attacking, but the Father knows the end result. You're going to be promoted. Hallelujah. Remember, the first thing that tries to stop you from your promotion is the spirit of fear. Don't be afraid. The Father hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. But let's go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio or just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now. I ask for healing, deliverance, Father. Do a miracle in their lives, Father. Promote as they turn everything over to you. Promote them, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. I'll repeat that later on. I have a website, henrywalker.org, with 250 prophetic messages on there. And I also have written three books. The first is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he has fulfilled every feast day with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the end times. And I've written a book called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on his calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how the Father did things in those particular months, and he wants to repeat them in the months. But you have to know when these months begin and end on the Gregorian calendar. So if you go to my website, a biblical calendar, you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. And this will really help you. And also in the book, I talk about the different hours of the day and things that the Father did on those hours of the day he wants to repeat. And you got to remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. When you start praying for the day at 6 p.m., you can get up early in the morning, but you're 10 hours late. You got to pray at 6 p.m. That's when the day starts, according to the Word. And also, the last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, or Explaining the Trinity. And you can get these books by calling me. My wife and I want to get these books into your hands at our course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. We just want to get them to you. My phone number again is 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677, or you can go to my website, henrywalker.org, and click on contact and email me your name and your address, and we'll get them out to you. We just want to help you so much. And remember, this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m., in case you miss it. But also, if you go to WCNO.com and click on demand and use the arrow, you can go back to any previous broadcast if you missed it, listen to it. And to my friends in the Bahamas, if you want prayer and it's expensive to call, just email me again at henrywalker.org. Click on contact. Email me your name and your phone number, and I'll be glad to call you back. Just make sure that you turn your flesh over to the Father. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And I'm believing for a breakthrough with you and for you when we pray. Hallelujah. And remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled The Gift of Everyday Joy. Have you ever told yourself, once this happens or once I've accomplished